in the wake of the earthquake in Haiti in 2010, did the department give preference to people or companies that donated, that had donated to the Clinton Foundation in terms of contracts to help Haiti recover from
the earthquake? We looked into this with this when ABC was working this story. We found no evidence that preferential treatment was given to any particular entity or organization with respect to contracts.
So, in other words, you're saying that although these emails show that people were flagged as being friends of the former president or their companies, your review found that that didn't actually translate into any favoritism.
In preparing our response for that story, we looked into that and didn't find any evidence that the preferential treatment or for contracts was given.
Right.
But I don't think it should, with President Clinton being designated by the United Nations as a special envoy for Haiti, I don't think it would come as a shock to anybody that the people associated with or friends of him or the Clinton Foundation would also, in a time of great need, want to contribute. But I see no evidence that any preferential or special.
Okay, that's not the question. I mean, these people were identified friends of the former president, or not. And so you're saying there's no issue here with the people who were identified.
Well, I can't speak to staff. I can't speak to staff
people
emails
who weren't
at the time,
identified as friends being sent to other places.
What I'd say is, see no evidence that preferential treatment was given to anybody based on their association with the Clinton Foundation or with the former president himself.